He's on the phone.
Hi, B-Rob.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Last time I checked, B-Rob, you are the only remaining Viking from that 09 championship game. And a lot of people asking your fellow teammates, what does the 09 championship game mean to you? And they're like, well, I wasn't even here. You were. So what does this game mean to you that you get another shot at the Saints?
Well, I mean, you know, here's the deal. I mean, I think for us, like you said, I'm the only guy in the locker room. So for us, like as a motivating factor, I don't think it's really there. But for me, you know, there is a little extra incentive there just because, Ben, you were a part of that. And you know that was a game that we should have had, and that was a Super Bowl ring that we should have had. But you always look back on things they should have, could have, would have. But at the end of the day, I mean, it was one of those deals where, you know, if you can win this game personally, it does add a little incentive to it.
I think the fans, Brian, have tapped into the nerves of this game probably more, as you mentioned, rightfully so, than the majority of your teammates. They were not around, obviously, and maybe that can fuel the reaction because you know that place is going to be explosively loud. And how much does it truly affect you guys on the defensive line when Drew Brees in particular is maybe having trouble hearing signals on Sunday?
Well, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. I think for the fans, it's definitely way more of a motivating factor. And you know what? Let it be that way because we want those guys to come in there Sunday. We want them to be loud and rowdy. And, you know, we want this to be the loudest stadium in the NFL. And, you know, so for them people to come in there, support us all year long like they have, I think there'll be a little extra motivating factor. And it'll help us a ton. I mean, Drew Brees makes a lot of sense at the line of scrimmage. And if it's loud like that, they should have trouble communicating some of that stuff.
How helpful was the bye week to your entire team?
I think it's helpful in order to get guys healthy, get guys back on the field that were a little banged up. And then just to be able to kind of just rest your body and allow it to heal back. You know, we didn't take a ton of time off. And then we got back to work yesterday, so guys shouldn't be rusty or anything like that. It's just one of those deals where you get a little time off, a lot of body to heal up, get refreshed. And in a lot of ways, man, those 4 days off, you know, you're so excited about this part of the season, the way the season's going, it being playoff football, you're ready to get back to work. So it was definitely a long 4 days.
So, Brian, week one, the Minnesota Vikings defense shut down, at the time, three running backs, really, Adrian Peterson, Alvin Kamara, and Mark Ingram. And then last week, the Panthers, even though they gave up a lot of yards in the air to Drew Brees, Panthers also did a pretty good job of shutting down Kamara and Ingram. But in between week one with you guys and last week with the Panthers, I mean, Kamara and Ingram clearly had monster years. They're both headed to the Pro Bowl. Kamara's going to be Rookie of the Year. They're both very dynamic. They're both very different. How do you make sure that week one matchup with Kamara and Ingram is a repeat this Sunday?
Well, I think number one, we have to stop their run game. It'll keep them out of a lot of their play action passes and things like that that they're really good at. So, you know, for us, that's got to be number one priority. And then once we move on from there, we've got to be able to get pressure on Drew Brees, be really good in the screen game. I mean, those are the three areas that I feel like can define this game if we let them have their way. So for us, it's stop the run, it's get after Drew Brees, and then be really good in the screen game. And by that, I mean make tackles. You know, when you get one-on-one opportunities with those guys, you got to make the tackle, not allow them to get yards after contact.
B-Rob, you mentioned multiple times there that you need to get pressure on Drew Brees. How much does it help from a defensive line standpoint that you almost all the time know where he's going to be? He doesn't move a lot.
Well, he doesn't move a lot because, you know, a lot of times he's got a pretty good pocket there. And you know, you watch the Carolina game and things like that. They did really good in the run game, but they weren't able to get a lot of pressure on him, especially up the middle. So, you know, for us, it has to be one of those deals where you have to understand that if the pocket starts to collapse, you know, he's going to get out and try to make a play down the field by throwing the ball. But he's not a runner. He's not going to take off running a lot or anything like that. That's how to maneuver the pocket in order to give himself a little bit extra time.
How do you keep your emotions sort of in tow until this game kicks off when you got the big build-up, you know what's at stake, and you're at home, it's a later game on Sunday afternoon, and then you got to go play another football game, which is not just another football game for yourself?
Yeah, I think for us, I think there's a fine line between allowing the excitement and the anxiety and everything of playoff football be a motivating factor, but there's also a fine line of keeping things the same. You know, for us, we have to go out there. Obviously, we need to play with a little bit extra oomph, a little bit extra motivation, whatever it is that guys play with, they need to play with it. And, you know, we also have to keep things the same. We got to stay loose. We got to be who we are and just go out there and play football.
So, Brian, only you know how many more years you're going to play, whether this is it, whether you're going to play another year or two. But I think we all can agree you're not playing 10 more years. So is there any extra pressure on you knowing that this is arguably your best and maybe final chance at a Super Bowl run that you've had in your career?
No doubt about it, man. There's no doubt about it. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. There's no doubt about it. There's a ton of pressure that I want to get this done, man. I mean, I think this organization deserves it. I think the fan base deserves it. I think the state of Minnesota deserves this championship, and I would definitely love to be a part of that.
B-Rob, if you do win the Super Bowl, would you call it a career?
I don't know yet. It'd be one of those things that I have to sit down with my wife and everything and talk about, but you know, we'll see how it goes. Let's win against New Orleans, and then we'll keep chugging along, and hopefully we'll be having those conversations later on.
Just don't retire after the Saints game. But if you win that one, it would be nice if you at least kept playing. All right, B-Rob, good luck on Sunday. Obviously, we're super jacked for the game. It's going to be a lot of fun. 3:40 kickoff right here on The Fan. New Orleans Saints and the redemption tour against B-Rob. So hopefully the Vikings can get it done. Good luck, Brian, and we'll talk to you next week after the victory.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you later.
Brian.
Yeah, that's,
why didn't Ben say anything?
Yeah, Lieber's quiet.
Yeah, Lieber's very quiet.